In the history of music in Northern Maine, no one has entertained more people over the years than the gentleman whose office I'm sitting in right now on Water Street in Holton, and that's Rod Palmer. Rod, you were born where?
Island Falls.
And you came to Holton, what, to go to Ricker?
That's right, in 1937.
How old are you? We want to get started.
I will be 92 in August.
Rod, you've entertained so many people. What was your first introduction to music?
There was a fiddler, and his brother played the banjo, and a gal played the piano, and they played in Island Falls and Oakfield, and I was able to go with them when I was 15, and I learned all their tunes by ear.
Do you read music?
Oh, yes, I have written. I write arrangements. I don't need any keyboard. I can write them right at the desk here.
Rod, what instrument intrigued you at first?
Well, I started out with trumpet, but due to dentures, I'm now on trombone.
And, Rod, you actually first started entertaining people, you say, at what age? 15?
Yes.
Now, tell me this. You formed your own band, but prior to that, had you been involved with any name organizations?
Yes. There was a summer band from Boston that Floyd Cropley brought up here in 1937, and they were short a horn player, and I got a chance to work with boys from Boston that summer, and I learned a great deal from them because they were very, very much up to date, more than we. And I memorized and wrote down all their good phrases and licks that they used.
Do you remember the first trumpet you had?
No. Something my father lent me. Uh-huh. He played cornet.
Oh, you played trumpet and cornet?
No, cornet. Same thing, they're just shorter.
Was there any influence like Louis Armstrong in your mind?
Not at that time.
Well, you must have had a few of the old 78 records, didn't you?
Not at that time. We didn't have we were very poor, and we didn't spend much money. We took piano lessons because Mother saw to that, but we didn't have any accoutrements like tape recorders or whatever.
Well, you joined a whole horde of people back in the 30s, Rodney, because I don't think too many people in Aroostook County had that much money.
No, that's right. If we wanted something, we had to build it.
Now, was there any particular individual that had some input into your early musical education?
Well, Ronald Martin was the violinist at that time. He worked in an A&P grocery store in Island Falls, and he was the fiddler. He was the one that kind of ran that band, and he wasn't just an old-fashioned fiddler. He also played all the music of the area, all the popular music at that same time.
Do you remember some of the early songs, like My Beer, Mr. Shane, and some of those old songs?
Well, that was later, but yes, I do. I remember all those, because I have a repertoire in my head of many hundreds of tunes that I could play or write out if I wanted to.
Well, when did you learn to read music?
Well, we took piano lessons. We came to Holton for 30 and 31, and there was a Mrs. Guy Turney from Hodgson that gave lessons, and I had 2 years from her, and I learned to read at that time.
Now, did you also learn to play the piano at that time?
A little.
Now, Rod, during that period of time, big bands, was there any big band that had more influence with you?
Well, we liked the Kentons, and we liked Jack Teagarden, and Miller, and all the popular bands of that early 40s era.
Mm-hmm. I sure miss them, because that was the music that I loved, the old Glenn Miller and Benny Goodman and Tommy Dorsey and Count Basie and Woody Herman and Harry James.
Well, you don't grow. The average layman doesn't grow with his music. He retains the music that was popular with him when he was a senior in high school. And although music progresses, the average person doesn't progress with it. the musician does, but not the layman. And that's why you're...
Rod, when did you first have your first organized band of your own?
Well, after working with the Boston people, I was at Ricker, and I needed to earn money to go to Ricker because we didn't have any. And so I got together with Gordon Byther and Russell Crockett and Creta Ingram and a man named Flint, who was an accounting instructor at Ricker.
I know, Willard Flint.
And we formed my first band. And I wrote the music for it. And also I got a little scholarship from Ricker to write the music for Harold Inman's 16-piece pep band at Ricker. He gave me $50, which was a lot of money then, but he got music. I wrote the music for all his Ricker is a jolly, you know.
He also run the mental show. I know Harold Inman very well.
Yeah.
Rod, and then what was your first assignment where you actually made money? I know you were at Birch Point and Ginn's Pavilion and so forth. It was Ginn's Pavilion and Birch Point some of your first assignments?
It took a while. That was another group. As I got more along in Ricker and those people were gone, I took a bunch of youngsters from high school, Carl Robbins, Charlie Wood, Johan Jones, Carl Young, and Gordon Byther, we started a band that became quite successful.
Did you ever play out at the old Nickerson Pier?
Oh, yes, many times.
That was a lot of fun for youngsters in those days to go out there and play the jukebox and listen to live music that you provided.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Then, when did you start at Birch Point? I know you used to have a Friday night at Birch Point.
I think there was a schedule that the Boston bands used to have gigs on Thursdays and Nickerson Lake on Wednesdays. And Friday was Birch Point, as I recall. Saturday was Pine Tree in Easton. And Tuesdays, whenever or wherever you could pick it up. So we were pretty busy three or four nights a week then.
Was there any money in it, Rod? Did you make money?
Well, you made $3 a night apiece, but that was not bad when the weekly wage was maybe $25, and you could go out at night and get another $3. Uh-huh. And if you worked three or four nights, you see you got $10 or $12, almost half a week's pay by working a few nights.
Now, did you do all arranging for the band?
Yes.
Any particular band influence you in those days? You say Stan Kenton, but he was a big band.
Yeah. No, Lou Hughes had a band here, and he had bought a library from a colored fellow in Boston. And this boy knew how to write music that had a push to it. And I had access to that library and extracted the parts of it that I needed, and then I could write the same as the colored boy in Boston.
Did Harry James have any influence on you?
Not too much.
In other words, you didn't try to copy any particular trumpet player?
No, no, no.
Well, what about your style? Do you think your style compared to any of the names that we thought?
Well, I was a little progressive. My style, I liked that style.
Rod, you say you played some weddings around. How about an interesting one that you were at?
Yeah, I used to have an old Hammond organ, and I hauled it around in a trailer. And if anybody wanted a wedding, we set it up on the back lawn. And I remember one day when a friend of mine was being married over in Dorfo, in the middle of the reception, it poured, and the vocalist was holding the umbrella up and singing her heart out in the rain.
Also, you were talking about some interesting guy that was well-known here was Bronda Young.
Well, when I first came here, I had to have a place to eat, and we started out at the Tally Ho, and then I found out about Blondie's place, and every day We got a roast beef, potatoes, a vegetable, a glass of milk, and a piece of apple pie for 40 cents.
And Blondie would cut off a nice piece of beef for you.
Yeah, every day, yeah.
Now, his little restaurant was up on Main Street, wasn't it?
Yeah, up by the Thibodeau block, yep.
And he had a couple of interesting young people working for them who were well-known in the area.
Well, old Bertie Gallagher was his counterman.
Then came rock. How did you receive it?
Well, let's see. There was Michael Grant and I and Ann Matthews, and we had a little group that played a lot. We called it R.A.M., Rod, Ann, and Mike.
Back in the days when rock first came in, it wasn't the raucous stuff that we hear today. Some of it was pretty good music. I mean, Elvis Presley was a great singer, and Fats Waller, Fats Domino, and some of those guys were good musicians.
Well, it's evolved into something now where they have three or four words and three or four notes, and they sing them 50 or 60 times. But back when it first started, rock music had a little more content to it, more harmony, more counterpoint. Now it's evolved into mostly drums, rhythm.
And that's Rod Palmer.